check. Let us stand, amen, and sing, worship the Lord. I love you, Lord, for the world has never failed me. And all my days, you've molded me by your hand. The moment that I wake up, until I lay my head, sing all my praises to you, Lord, all my life. And all my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every I love your word. I love your word. You have carried me through my trials in the darkest hour. What set of footprints in the sand? You carried all my burdens. You carried all my cares. I will sing all my praises to you, Lord. And all my life,
and all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. And every breath that I am able,
my praises to you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. For your word has never failed me. Oh, all my days, you have molded me by my hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing all my praises to you, Lord, and all my life.
And all my life
you have been faithful.
And all my life
you have been so, so good. And every breath that I am able, my praises to you, Lord, and all my life,
and all my life you have been faithful,
and all my life you have been so, so good,
and every breath that I am able,
sing
all my praises to you, Lord.
Oh, I will sing all my praises to you, Lord. Well, I will sing all my praises to you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray. Amen. Gracious Lord, what a privilege, Lord, to be able to come, Lord, into your tabernacle this evening, Lord. We come, Lord, to worship and praise your name, Lord. We come to lift up our King, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Lord. We come, Lord, to bring our gifts of worship, Lord, made, Lord, in such as each and every one of us, Lord, made in your image, Lord. Different attributes, Lord, that you've made, Lord. have come, Lord, we present ourselves to you to worship you, to create an atmosphere, Lord. Lord, that, Lord, just blocks out the world, and as we step through the store, Lord, and those that may come through it still, Lord, there's a changing of atmosphere, Lord, and a twinkling of an eye, Lord. So, Lord, may your Holy Spirit, Lord, just come, Lord, that fire in us, Lord, just come and create an atmosphere that's pleasing to your ear, Lord, this evening. Lord, we give you thanks and praise. Just thank you, Lord, for those that have traveled far, Lord. You've brought them here safely, and those that may be still on the road, Lord, may, Lord, your angels, Lord, just guide them here safely. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus Christ's name. Amen and amen. We have come into this place, gathered in his name to worship him. Amen.
We have come into this place, gathered in his day to worship him. We have come into this place, gathered in to worship him. We have come into this place, gathered in his name to worship Christ our Lord. Worship him, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Let us forget about ourselves, amen.
Let's forget about ourselves and concentrate on him to worship him. Concentrate on him and worship him. Let the world get about ourselves. Concentrate on him and worship Christ alone. Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let us lift up holy hands. Let us lift up holy hands
and gather by his name and worship him.
Christ our Lord.
This is my desire. This is my desire. Jesus, come within me. I will die. Only come live with me. Come live in me. Oh, my life, take over. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Waymaker, amen. Working in this place, I worship you. I worship you. You are here working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keep, light of the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keep, light of the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. Oh, you are here, making every heart. Thank you, Jesus. I worship you. I worship you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper. right at the top is my God. That is who you are. We make a miracle, work a promise, keep light of the darkness, my God. That is who you are. You are here, turning lives around. I work. I worship you. Oh, you are here, mending every heart. I worship you. I worship you. Waymaker, waymaker, miracle worker, promise keep, light of the darkness. Waymaker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. You are Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Rapha. Thank you, Lord. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Ra, Jehovah Sick in you.
My God, that is who you are.
You are my way maker, miracle work, promise keep, light of the darkness. That is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper.
Light in the darkness, my God.
Marty Woods.
That is who you are.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper. Light in the darkness. Who you are, that is who you are. Strength is who you are,
that is who you are.
Oh, faith is who you are,
that is who you are.
Strength is who you are. Praise the Lord. Don't you love him this morning? Amen. God bless you, saints. Welcome this evening. Just turn and greet one another. Amen. Thank you. Seven names, amen. This time to praise your holy name, 'cause you've been so good to me. So from the rising of the sun until the going down all the same, Lord, your name alone is worthy to be praised. Amen. Oh, he's Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our banner. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is praises. Jehovah Raya, the Lord our shepherd. Jehovah Sitkin, you, the Lord of righteousness. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. Jehovah Jireh, he provided all our needs. You are the great I am, that I am, the Lord. There was and is to come. You are the prophet, priest, and king. You are the eagle, the lamb, and the lion. Son of man, the Son of God, the Son of David. For he's Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is present. Jehovah Raya, the Lord our shepherd. Jehovah Sitkin, you, the Lord of righteousness. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. Jehovah Jireh, he provided all our needs. You are the rose of Sharon. You are the lily of the valley. Lord, you are the bright and morning star. You are the mighty conqueror that's been unconquered by traditions. The Lord God, Jesus Christ, is his name. For he's Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. The Lord our peace. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is present. Jehovah Raya, the Lord our shepherd. Jehovah Sitkin, you, the Lord of righteousness. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. Jehovah Jireh, he provided all our needs. Jehovah Jireh, he provided all our needs. Amen. Praise the Lord. Way he goes, dear, amen. We have been born in an eagle age by an eagle's prophet's message to manifest the living word for our day. We have been given wings to fly way up in the sky where no other birds can fly. To live in a heavenly atmosphere, to fly without an ego.
Message that calls us out from this world of fear and doubt. And we've been given eyes to see all the mysteries that have been revealed. Our lives are fulfilling prophecy. To see our position in our world.
To be earthbound.
We are not called to be earthbound amidst the chipmunks on the ground, neither to be living up and down. But quickened and changed and lifted up upon the mountains round. But sitting in the cliffs of the rock, we gathered where the carcass is. In God's provided place we are. So let's fly so high where the word of God. Living reality to soar so high, true eagles in the sky. Set your wings, let's fly where eagles did. Set your wings, let's fly. Glory.
You know, I understand that there was a movie called Where Eagles Dare, eh? We the Eagles. And what do we dare? Everything that is in the Word of God. He's given us promises. Every promise in the book is ours. These eagles fly into places where the word is a living reality in you and I. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, God bless you, everybody. Wonderful to, you know, have everyone here tonight. And, you know, we come to worship the Lord. Amen. We come as a family in Christ. We come just to see how our Lord would lead us over this weekend. And that's the thing for us, is like no big ones amongst us. There's only one big one, and that's Him. We might have some old ones like our matua over here. Some old tried and tested. But we got a mighty God that we come to worship. Amen. He's been so good to us, hasn't He? Over all these years, our God has been so good to us. So we really want to welcome everybody. Praise the Lord, Brother Andy and the fellowship all the way from Whakatane. Praise the Lord. Bless you, my brother. Brother Stuart and the fellowship. God bless you, Brother Stuart. Amen. Brother Freddie and the fellowship there. God bless you, brother. We're looking forward to seeing Brother Jordan over the next couple of days with the fellowship there from Auckland. And we got our precious Pastor Robert from the fellowship down in North Tangarei, Sister Nina. God bless you, brother. Amen. So, you know, that's our heart's desire, is to gather together to worship the King. I wonder, just before we start, if we can just get our Brother Ferdy to come and open with a word of prayer. Amen. I love the way that this man can knit everything together just in the power of prayer. Glory.
Let us pray, Father.
Amen.
Thank you tonight that we can gather, Father God. There's just something about gathering with saints, Father God. Lord, in your presence, worshiping you, praising you, glorifying you, Lord. That's what we've been born for, Lord God. That's our purpose on the earth, Father God, is to make you God. You become our God as we worship you, Lord. As we praise you, God. As we lift holy hands, you become my God, Father. And tonight, Lord, we gathered. We're not going to leave you unentertained. We are not going to leave you with dirty feet, Father. We are going to wash your feet, Lord, with our worship, with our praise, with our hallelujahs, oh God. We want our worship, Lord, to be a sweet-smelling savor tonight, God. So we pray, have your way, Lord God, whatever the plans are, whatever the program is. Lord, we want you to have preeminence, Father. Bless the fellowship. Bless our precious brother Malcolm. Bless Sister Teresa, Lord. Bless the church, God. Bless everyone that has gathered, Lord. And when we leave here tonight, we will say, truly, it was good to have been in your presence. Have your way tonight, Lord. Bless the singers, Father. Anoint the worshipers, Lord. Anoint the musicians, Lord. And anoint us as your people, Father. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Glory. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Take your seats for a moment, saints. You know, I just thought that before we come into a time of worship, because really worship is something to knit our hearts together, amen, something to unite the body and to unite the gifts in the body. But I don't think worship is just for creating an atmosphere, because worship can open up the River Jordan too. Amen. Worship can give us a way of escape when there is no way. Worship can open prison doors. Amen. Because when Silas and Paul were worshiping God, praise the Lord, the prison doors came open. All the captives could go free. So I'm trying to show you the effectiveness of worship. The angels were programmed to worship God. And they would cry out, "Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty." The seraphims and the cherubims were heavenly worshipers. But they were programmed to worship God. But we choose to worship Him in spirit and in truth. We, through free moral agency, because of what our God has done, we desire to worship Him. And God is looking for those that will worship Him in spirit and in truth. You realize the Lord soaring among us, searching the hearts, seeing what He can do to meet the conditions that you desire in your heart. Because worship brings healing. Worship breaks complexes. Worship builds faith. Worship chases away fear. Praise God. Because one of the key ingredients of worship is the love of God. He loves us so much, He died for us. And we love Him so much for what He has done for us, because He changed our lives. Amen. Nobody can tell us any different. But I thought, you know, just before we come into a time of worship, I just wanted to, you know, this is Matariki weekend, right? Who understands what Matariki is all about? There's a few. And, well, the government decided to give us a day off so we can gather together and worship. We'll take it. We'll take it. But Matariki is, of course, to me, like I always would approach these things from a Bible perspective. And Matariki for me comes from Job chapter 38, from about verse 31. "Canst thou bind the sweet influences of Pleiades?" Is that what the word says? Because Pleiades was a constellation of seven stars. I know the Maori Matariki has nine, but back in my Bible, it's speaking about the constellation of seven stars. Now, let me just turn to that portion of Scripture. I won't hold us long at all. I just wanted to drop those things in because I think it's relevant. Job 38, verse 31, "Canst thou bind the sweet influences of Pleiades?" Who can bind them? Who can stop the blessings? Mystery Babylon is there to try to stop the blessings, but who can bind the sweet influences of Pleiades, or loose the bands of Orion? You know, and you realize that Orion is a type of Christ. And Christ, because you cannot always see the constellation of Matariki or Pleiades, but Orion points the way when you can't see the way. That's why I say Orion is a type of Christ. He is the one that points the way. But don't you realize that Christ has also got seven stars in His hand? Amen. And with those seven stars in His hand, He threw out one star, and it was Paul. Because we're not just talking about heavenly constellation. God doesn't do anything on earth until He first reveals it in the heavens. And do you realize that those stars were given for signs and seasons? Because in Genesis chapter 1 verse 14, He said, God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years." So Matariki is for light, it's for time, and it's for signs. Can we understand the signs of the times? Can we see how late the hour is become? Can we see that it is Orion, Christ, that points to them stars, vindicates those stars. When he threw the first star into the battle, it was a time when Paul was preaching about there being sheep in wolves' clothing, right? Because he's pointing to the true light. He's not pointing to the light of a former age, which is what's holding everybody back, the light of a former age, right? He's allowing a messenger, a star in his hand, to bring forth great light. So when you see this sweet influences of Pleiades, you know, Matariki is just not something new for me, because I've lived by Matariki when I was a young fella. When I was young and my grandfather, he understood all about Matariki, because Matariki was for signs and seasons. He actually knew how to harness the elements. I remember when I was a young boy, probably about 5 to 7, my first job in the forestry was 4 years old. My pay for doing a week's work was a soft drink, a Sally Lunn. Anybody remember them Sally Lunns? Hey? A Sally Lunn, and there was one other thing I got, and that's a week's pay. And I was happy with that week's pay. But 4 year old, and I was rolling down the hill, and I began to understand Matariki, because my grandparents planted by Matariki. They sowed crops by Matariki. They knew when the eels were in the best condition by Matariki. They knew when it was time for us to gather the kewai because of Matariki. Kewai is freshwater creepers. They're little fellas like that. We could go out and get a billy full. And we'd know when to gather them, when they would be in the best condition. Back in those days, we hunted pigeon. Anybody, you fellas, anybody ever tasted a pigeon? Until my grandmother come to the Lord, and she said, "Those are my doves. You fellas can't hunt my doves no more." That was it. Done. Finished. When she spoke, that was law. But praise the Lord. You know, we understood Matariki like this. When I was a young boy, I watched my grandfather. And he was cutting trees down, right? And this tree is leaning this way. He's got a scarf over here. And he wants this tree to go this way, to fall like almost like uphill. I'm watching this fella, I'm thinking, man, what's happening? Then he called for the wind. This is my grandfather, because he understands the sweet influences of Pleiades. He called for the wind, and he just started whistling, just like that. And as he's whistling, I hear the wind start, and I'm a young fella, eh? But I'm watching my grandfather, and I already think my grandfather's 10 foot tall and bulletproof, you know, he's Superman, my grandfather. They were the pioneers, they were the ones that broke in the land. Listening, and then he just keeps calling the wind, and then the wind comes, lifts the tree, drops it where he put it. I'm understanding the sweet influences of Pleiades from a young fella. And then I thought to myself, fluke. You know, as we do when you're a young fella, fluke. Do it again. I'm thinking in my mind. I don't say it because, you know, I tasted that size 12 boot a few times before. And I'm thinking, man, do it again. He cuts the next tree. Donk, donk. Calls for the wind, because they lived in a supernatural realm, and the same result. He called for the wind with no wind. There's no wind. He calls for the wind comes. Boom. And now he is 10 foot tall and bulletproof. But so you see, Matariki is not just a time and a season. Matariki is an experience. To understand matariki, you have to understand kaitiakitanga. And kaitiakitanga, you are a guardian of the resources that God has given you. Now look at the resources that the Lord has gathered here tonight. Now, nobody, man didn't choose you, God chose you. God chose you to serve Him. But we are looking at the capacity in which He called you. It's understanding the place where your lot falleth. What measure, what gift has He given you? What measure of the gifts? That's what we're doing Saturday. Is an understanding of these things. But I don't want to just, you know, for the worshippers and the singers to create an atmosphere. I want to know how through that worship we can secure our food chain through worship. There must be some practical outworkings of the power of the living God. And this is my grandfather that didn't know Christ, yet he knew how to harness the supernatural powers that was around him. I remember we're driving along on a tractor, and he stops the tractor, and he's looking up at the stars. He doesn't know the Lord. And all of a sudden, the whole flat lit up like it was day. This was nighttime. This was about 9 o'clock, and we're on the tractor. We're heading back to the house. And he stops the tractor, and the whole valley was lit up like it was daytime. And he just stood there. And I'm thinking, what's going on? Because as a young fella, you become quite impressionable by things like this. Huh? This was an experience of matariki. This was a man in his natural environment, understanding how to harness the resources, how to harness those things that God had placed us as guardians of the resource. It's not our resource, but we are guardians of that resource. And then what we are doing by gathering together, because you cannot have matariki without kaitiakitanga, that's guardianship of the whenua, that's the land, guardianship of the awa, guardianship of the moana, that's our rivers, our waterways, our sea, our kaimoana, all of these things. And then because God give us dominion over all of these things. Now what I'm saying is, what the Lord is doing, because to have matariki, you have also have to have an understanding of kaitiakitanga. For kaitiakitanga to really work, you've got to have whanaungatanga. And whanaungatanga is the gathering, it's the networking of fellowship. It's the uniting of the gifts. It's the liberating of the resources that God has given to edify the body in love. Whanaungatanga is a family of Christ gathering together, understanding the resources that God has placed within us, and then bringing those things out to edify the body in love. This is all about liberating the gifts in the body. Now, you know, a lot of you have gathered from long distances. We don't want to just, you fellas didn't gather here to taste our kaimoana, right? Not just for that, even though that's a perk of being around. But that wasn't the point of coming. In fact, you know, we didn't set a particular program because I believe the Holy Ghost is the order of the church. It's the order of the way that we govern things. It's what the Holy Ghost is doing. And this is a part of what Matariki is all about. Matariki is kaitiakitanga, understanding the resources. You become responsible that the resources that we have multiply. But it's a supernatural thing. Because the one that had five talents, what did he do with those five talents? It turned into 10. He multiplied those talents. What about the one that had 3 talents? It becomes 6. What about the one that only had 1 talent? What did he do with it? He buried it in the earth. In other words, he didn't value the talent that he was given, and he buried it in this earth because he thought he was the church mouse. Because maybe he was shy, that was his temperament, but don't you realize that those kind of people are the ones that can find the heart of God through the power of prayer? They might not be frontline soldiers, glory, but they're working in the background. Amen. Those are the ones that fast and pray. Those ones can find the heart of God and then deliver. How? Through guided missiles. They can break down strongholds, those little church mouses. Glory! They can lift up the hearts of the people and encourage them when they don't even feel encouraged themselves. They value what they can do for others over what they do for themselves. And when they're broken into that supernatural channel, my goodness, they come out from that and they want a juniper tree. They run. They are like, what's that brother that ran to Tarshish? Jonah. Hey, he preaches the gospel with such power that every man, woman, and child were in sackcloth, and even the animals were in sackcloth. So was the power of his ministry. And then after all of these things were fulfilled, he goes up on the mountaintop, waiting for the fire to fall. Moody, grumpy. Man, who does that describe? Ministers on a Monday? Is that the pastors on a Monday? Glory. But that's the things that we want to be able to liberate by God's grace. And you know, I'm going to be quite bold in the way of positional placing, because that's what we want to cover Saturday. And, you know, one day is not enough. But we're going to do as much as we can by God's grace. I want to be able to lay out and identify spiritual land. We want to show through the scripture what is associated with certain gifts. We want to be able to look at the gifts of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We want to look at Romans chapter 12 and the gifts that are there. We want to be like Paul, who said, I would not have you ignorant concerning spiritual gifts. In other words, he wants to make these things known. We want to be able to understand ministerial gifts. And as it says in Ephesians chapter 4, I believe it's around about verse 7, where it's saying that we've all been given a measure of the gift of Christ. But how much did you get? And if one got 5 and another one got 1, does the one with 5, does it give him more mana? No, we're all the same. Whether you got 5 or whether you got 1. It just means the one that got 5 has got a greater responsibility. But it don't make anybody superior or inferior by the measure. Amen. And then in Romans chapter 12 verse 3, when it says that we've all been given a measure of the gift of faith. It's understanding the measure that you have. The measure of the gift can cause you to either be a lead singer or a backup singer. That's how tight it gets. Hey? And you should understand that by your measure. Because there's those that can worship God. They can crack notes. I'm not just talking about choreography and all that kind of stuff, but spontaneous praise that can cause a person that was a sad sack coming into church, and all of a sudden that smile begins to light up because a worshiper cracked that note. And then somebody else realized, well, I've only got two measures of the gift. This one's got five. Let's make sure that this one is the lead singer. I'll just support the ball carrier. That becomes a backup measure. Amen. But it's to possess the same land. These are some of the things we want to be able to look at. Like I said, there'll be whittle. There'll be challenges. Because after lunchtime, we want to split into groups. And those groups would be according to certain giftings. And then these ministers will be the leaders of those groups. They don't even know it yet, but they're leaders of those groups. You know, there's different kinds of gifts. You know, there's gifts of rulership. There's gifts of administration. Amen. I want to find a gift of administration that knows how to divide the five loaves and the two fish to be able to feed you all. I want to see a gift that can find the gold coin in the fish's mouth to be able to pay all the temple taxes. Praise the Lord. But we want to see how we can utilize these things because the hour is so late. And surely there must be a short and powerful demonstration of the Holy Ghost just before the rapture, when the gifts unite together. And then we see these things on display. I want to see those gifts of mercy in action. When everybody else gives up, that gift of mercy says, no, I'm not going to let them go. Amen. They just keep on interceding until... What about the gifts of giving? Some would give, but they sort of put it in the tab. What was given? And they got that lodged away in the back of the mind. Bro, you owe me. But a gift of giving, God gives to them and they just give. Freely they receive, freely they give. That's a gift of giving and no tab. Hey? Eh? No requirement. Praise the Lord. I've had my air tickets paid for through gifts of giving. I've had times where I needed $3,200 and I had to pick up the tickets the next day. And a sister rocks up and says, the Lord told me to give you this. I look at it. No. The Lord told me to give this. Take it. That's a gift of giving. Didn't come in for a cup of tea, biscuits. Didn't want some of my kumara. Hey, just turned up, delivered the message, went. And I went and picked up the ticket. Is that a supernatural economy? Is that gifts in operation? Is that how we edify the body in love? Because God has to give before you can give. And you have such an appreciation of what he gives. Is there gifts of knowledge in the body of Christ? Is there gifts of wisdom? Is there gifts of discernment? And we've had a lot of times, saints, this is not the beginning. This is not the former rain. We're living in the time of the latter rain. We're living in the time of rapturing faith. Glory! So we are in the time of the harvest, and in the time of the harvest, the fruit must be on display. So what we're doing tonight is we're creating an atmosphere for the next couple of days to follow, saints, for the direction of the Holy Spirit. I'm sort of just dropping some thoughts so you can meditate upon some of these things, because we all need to be active in these meetings. This is the thing, is that the Lord would liberate all of this potential within us, because God placed it there. And if we are, you know, this is why I don't think it was just haphazard, Brother Stuart. Remember what we were talking about, and we were looking for a weekend. And Matariki was just happened to be the only available one for us. And we were talking about that, Brother Andy, when we were down in Iromoko, right? And it just seemed like that was... So I don't think these things were coincidence. This is why I just wanted to drop that thought before we come into a time of praise and worship. I wanted to drop the seed so it can germatize overnight. While your conscience is deadened, your subconscious don't go to sleep. That'll be ticking over. There'll be thoughts, seed that was lodged, that by the time you come on Saturday and Sunday, there'll be fruit on that tree. You know why I'm saying that? Because one night in the presence of the Lord, Aaron's dry arm and stick. Glory! One night in the presence, that dry arm and stick, what happened to it? It began to bring forth the fragrance. It began to bud. It brought forth the fragrance. It brought forth an atmosphere. And it brought forth fruit in one night. And that's what we're under expectation for. I'm dropping some seed. Let it sit in the Shekinah. Let it sit through worship and praise. Amen. Let it create something that you cannot hold it back. You know, you get to some of these sessions that we're going to have on a Saturday. And immediately you have, on questions and answers, you have a half hour silence. But tomorrow I want those things to be so bubbling up because of our worship and praise. I want those things so alive in you. You cannot wait for the time where for you to be able to express what God is doing. Amen. I want to say that for you sisters too. Hey? God pulsing on your heart. Why hold that back? Glory! Didn't it take? Who were the first? Look when the Lord was 8 days old. And who were the ones that recognized the potential? Who was the priest? What was his name? Simeon. Simeon, eh? And you'd expect that. But who was the other one? Not just Anna, blind Anna. But she could see better than the ones that whose eyes were open. She could see better. She recognized the word. She prophesied over the word. Amen. Oh, but the sister's got to keep silent in church. Well, tell that to blind Anna. Glory. Look at these things, saints. Because I believe we're living in a time where the Spirit of the Lord is wanting to set some of these things free. Glory! You know, when I see some of the reservations and some of these reservations that need to be broken down so the glory of the Lord can be revealed. I've seen and heard some of the sisters break into supernatural channels. And then I'm able to find an elected seed because of that power of prayer. Hallelujah. You brethren, remember that testimony I told about finding a woman who God told that there would be a New Zealand minister in this place, and this was in Myanmar, up on the border of China. And one of the sisters had been praying. And she said, Lord, Let that mother find the pastor at the well. Specific, right? And I come to this well up in this place called Michila on the borders of China. And I remember that too because I'm coming through and there's a woman at the well. And you know, when something is spoken supernaturally, you know I've been here before. And I was down at that well. I looked over and this woman just seemed like she was lost. So I went to her and I said to her through the translator, are you looking for something? She said, the Lord told me to come here and I would meet a New Zealand minister. Does he work at both ends? But did the power of prayer, that prayer, become prophecy? Was Anna prophesying and then the Lord walked into the fulfillment of the prophecy of Anna? What about Mary, the angel of the Lord coming to Mary? Did she become a carrier of the word? Glory. Could she quicken Elizabeth, who was bringing forth the forerunner, John the Baptist? Amen. Look, because she was carrying the word and Elizabeth was 6 months hapu and the baby hadn't moved yet. But the salutation of Mary, the carrier of the seed, glory, caused John to be quickened, to be changed. Within the womb, life came into the church. Come on. A church that was dormant, a church that was stagnant, and no life. Yet the one, Mary, that was carrying the word, she didn't have to preach. Just being there in the presence of her cousin Elizabeth, that did it. And then Elizabeth sparked up. John gave a couple of kicks. I'm all good now. I'm all good. This is what I'm trying to say, saints. Because what was taking place there, that woman that I found, she had traveled for 3 days. And she had put food, rice, in trees. So she had had food when she goes back. I baptized that woman in that well because of what God can do. It's a supernatural. This is supernatural channels. We have to tap into that supernatural. Because this is all about the sweet influences of Pleiades. Canest thou bind them? Mystery Babylon cannot bind the sweet influences of Pleiades. Glory, they're trying to. But it won't work. You cannot bind those sweet influences. You cannot. A Roman seal could not hold the Lord in the tomb. Because after 3 days, destroy this temple and in 3 days I'll raise it up again. They can put the biggest stone that they want over that tomb. They can put a Roman seal on that thing. They can have 100 centurions guarding the tomb to stop the prophecy from being fulfilled. But canst thou bind the sweet influences of Pleiades? Glory! Because Pleiades is speaking about the revelation of the word. And Orion is pointing to the sweet influences of Pleiades. I wonder if Orion is pointing to the sweet influences of Pleiades in you. Because you are the light of the world. We are the light carriers, saints. What are we going to do? Isaiah chapter 60 means arise and shine, for thy light is come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Amen. So rapturing faith. Rapture faith. Rapturing faith. Live up to the mana of the name. Glory. Shekinah glory tabernacle. Live up to the mana of the name. Glory. Lighthouse Fellowship, be a light in these closing days of time. Revealed word. Reveal it in every characteristic, an attribute. Reveal it in your smile. Reveal it in the power of the spoken word. Hallelujah. Reveal it in every gesture of your worship, because those shoulders got to worship God too. Those knees, those legs, they've all got to worship the Lord, because that's what we were created for. Amen. Does the worship of David, did it chase away enticing spirits on Saul? Hallelujah. So you mean worship can do these things without even laying hands? Sure, when those spirits were coming on Saul, he said, let me call for a minstrel. Glory! Did the worshipers in the time of Elisha, you know, when he didn't have a gift of worship in the church, and those young children, how many of them was he? You that read your Bibles. How many young children? Oh, that's not fair. 42 young children. Hey? And they were teasing him. Go up, you old bullhead. Why were they teasing him? They heard the parents talk about this man of God around their breakfast table. Man, this crazy fella's coming up, but that fella understood these sweet influences of Pleiades. He lived Matariki. This is not just a season. This is not just a time. This is a life. He knew how to harness the resources. Amen. But he didn't have a minstrel. Play me that song, Brother Des. You know the one. He was being teased, and he had no worship. So what did he do? Called up two she-bears, and those she-bears wiped out those children. So he learned his lesson. And then when those two kings had come up, and they'd come into a desert place, there was no water for the army, and they were about to be defeated, they thought to themselves, let's go to the man of God to see what he has got to say. Jehoram and what was that righteous king's name? Jehoshaphat. And Jehoshaphat was there, and Elisha looks up and he sees Jehoram. He said, if it wasn't for the presence of this righteous king, I wouldn't even look at you. Look at how straight these fellas are in the word. Huh? It don't matter about dignitary, title. It's how a person stands for the word of God. Then before he could bring, thus saith the Lord, he said, call for me a minstrel. And that minstrel began to worship. Is that what worship is all about for us? He called for a minstrel. And that minstrel began to play and begin to quieten the man of God's heart. And then after the worship, he brought forth the word. He said, dig some ditches that you'll not hear any thunder. You'll not hear any rain, but those ditches shall be full. And somebody dug deep enough to strike a resource under their feet. I wonder, saints, if there's not resources among us that God is wanting us just to dig through prayer, through worship, and find the resource. And then it bubble up overnight. That's what I'm talking about. Because that's what it did, right? It bubbled up overnight and brought deliverance to the army of the living God. And what an army I'm looking at here. Whoo! Have we got a reason to worship our God? Hallelujah! What a mighty God we serve. Let's stand to our feet. Glory. What's your fellow's way at that?
I'm trying to read your mind.
Oh! I wanna sing that song, I Exalt Thee. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's turn our hearts and our minds to worship the Lord. Amen. I don't even know how the order is going, but just come and worship the Lord. Those that are specialists in these fields. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to just sing another song here. I need you. You need me. You remember that song? We're all a part of God's body. Amen. And then I'm going to get Brother Dez and him to bring a special. Hey? Then I'm going to hand things over to Brother Ferdy. Then they're going to do something special for us. Glory! That don't work here, brother. And then we're going to get our brother here to come up and bless us. And you just take your time, man. We're here to worship God. Amen. And we're going to get brother Pastor Rob come up and bless us. Amen. Hey, sister. Hey, don't look at me like that. Eh? Instant, in season and out of season. And then we're going to give Brother Andy an opportunity to arise and shine. Glory! Brother Ralph, we're just going to move around as the Holy Ghost leads, amen? And we just want to have a worship, a hallelujah time together, amen? Thank you, Jesus. I need you, you need me. We're all a part of God's body. Stand with me, agree with me. We're all a part of God's body. It is His will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. I need you to survive. Have your seat, saints. What you got for us, Brother Dez?
Captains
and officers. Hooray! come, ye officers. Have to keep moving in the apostolic vision. Reading the wells of John's disciples, unfolding the progressive revelation with apostolic power demonstration by the Holy Spirit. We all have
testimonies of power and demonstration.
Stand strong, don't let the devil steal your revelation. If there's weakness lurking in the camp, alert the headquarters, it's our power house. By the power of the spoken word, we'll lift our soldiers up. Brother Des wrote this song. Oh, Teresa wrote it, sorry. From the tribes throughout the lands, Joshua, captain, will uphold the plan of how to conquer the inhabitants in your land. Just follow the instructions as it is revealed by the present tense word. We all have testimonies of power and demonstration. Strong, don't let the devil steal your revelation. If there's weakness lurking in the camp, alert the headquarters, it's our powerhouse. By the power of the spoken word, we'll lift their soldiers up. To the off-field, our food is on display to make the right sacrifice and worship that pleases God. By revelation, fasting day by day, I know a sacrifice that I will make. So possess that land, God, the names that are city of the open world. We all have testimonies of power and demonstration. Stand strong, don't let the devil steal your revelation. If there's weakness lurking in the camp, alert the headquarters, it's our powerhouse. By the power of the spoken word, we'll lift their soldiers up. Sing it together now. We all have testimonies of power and demonstration. Stand strong, don't let the devil steal your revelation. If there's weakness lurking in the camp, alert the headquarters, it's our powerhouse. By the power of the spoken word, we'll lift our soldiers up. By the power of the spoken word, we'll lift our soldiers up. Hooray! Amen. Brother Ferdy, come, brother. Bless us. Be who you are. Glory! Yeah, probably.
Amen.
Be you. Huh? It must be.
One, two. Can't hear myself, brother. That's a problem if I can't hear myself. Amen. God bless you. I'm going to get my singers up, eh?
Glory!
I'm going to suffer alone.
Amen.
Come before you. Come. Anna and Micah and Amy and Chloe. Amen. And, Brother Malcolm spoke about Brother Malcolm spoke about the talents, right?
Amen.
Look, I'm just glad I can sing, eh? No, sorry, that came out wrong. I'm just glad that they allow me to make a noise. Right? I'm just grateful for that.
Oh,
right?
No, this is the one we're
I sound, I would probably sound worse tonight. I always sound terrible, but I think I sound worse. Struggling a little bit. I told Brother Malcolm I don't have a voice. I called my choir out. But I'm just grateful that they allow me to make a noise.
Must be Eli.
Right? And I like what Brother Branham said. He said, if you can't carry a tune in a coal bucket, make a joyful inhale. So that's really right.
Glory.
Amen. And I love this song, and I'm going to do something I'm scared of. You know that song, You Unravel Me Like a Melody. Sing it with me. You surround me with a... Come quiet. Of deliverance.
You are my enemy.
Who's this?
Till all my fears are gone.
I'm no
longer a slave to fear. I am a child.
Glory.
I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God.
For my
mother's womb. You guys change songs and words, eh? So let me see your original right. Okay, this is what, the only one I know. From my mother's womb, you have chosen me.
Do we sing your song?
Love has called my name. How many words I mean? I've been born again into a family. His blood flows through my veins.
Glory!
I'm no longer
Where every
stalk of
man by trade.
And every scribe,
every man
by trade,
to write the law.
Brother, just one more.
Just one more.
And then just one more.
The power of God. Oh, oh,
is moving around the
world.
W-E-N-E-O.
One more. One more.
Oh, man.
Glory.
Let's do it one more time. I went into the enemy's camp.
To the enemy's camp.
Take it back. Claim it. Amen. Jesus' name.
I took back what he stole from me. I took back what he stole from me. I went to the enemy's camp. And I took back what he stole from me.
He's under your feet. Amen.
He's under my feet. He's under my feet.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. As soon as Brother Ferdy's leading and he calls me over, it's nerve-wracking, not going to lie. It's hard to stand up in front of people, but when the Holy Spirit takes over, all the nervousness goes out the door. So praise the Lord. So happy to be here. So happy to see all your smiling faces. And like we've heard, we're just so grateful that we have an opportunity to gather together and worship the Lord together. But can we have we're going to sing a song, if that's okay. Sister Tani. And our musicians as well, please. The song is titled At the Cross. If you know the song, please feel free to sing along.
Test.
Bear with us, family. You know what they say, good things take time. It's coming.
Who am I? Who am I? Who am I?
am I that you would reach out your hand? Who am I that you would give me strength to stand? A sinner such as me, so unworthy and unclean, I should have been the one they crucified.
Cause at the cross, you laid down your life, so I could find mine. Oh, I've never known a love like this before. You hung on a tree, and there you stains have been covered by, saved by grace through faith. When you came, you made a way. Now whosoever will may come and be free. Cause at the cross,
just want to call Brother Stu and the rest of the fellowship from Restored Word. We're going to sing this song together. They don't know, but welcome, welcome, family.
Thank you. God bless saints in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Brother Stu. My late, actually promoted father was Brother Sam Williams. For those that I can't remember the last time we were here, I'll say to a brother it was maybe 15, even 20 years ago, but I think we came in 2018, yeah, with Rapture in Faith. But we are, it's actually a restored word. A revealed word, restored word, we're all the same, praise God, in the name. But, brother, it's actually really close, because it's Brother George, or Brother Jordan, or whatever the brother wants to call himself, is revealed word. But Dad's Fellowship, it was Word of Life Christian Fellowship. So we went to register the name again, and that was taken. What was it? Word of Life. Word of Life is taken. So Restored Word is what we are. Restored Word of Life Christian Fellowship. It's too long, but as we heard last weekend, Brother Malcolm says, don't abbreviate, don't put it into acronym. Use the full name. So Restored Word of Life Christian Fellowship is a fellowship. But praise God we're here, and we are looking forward to an awesome weekend. We're looking forward. It's already been awesome just to be in fellowship with believers of like precious faith. So we're here just a few, but we there's a testimony in itself just to be here this weekend. Oh, it's an awesome testimony. Not everybody is here, but you know, we are looking forward to them coming tomorrow and enjoying, you know, the first session, and then also the workshops, and of course the word on Sunday. So we, you know, we've invited the extended family as well. And so we just want to just be a blessing. Amen. So I'll just leave it to the real song leaders. Yeah.
Join us for song practice.
He's trying to give E flat.
Praises.
We're going to sing and follow Brother Freddie and sing a fast song. So if you know the song, please join in while the pianist gets his key. We'll sing Friend of God. So please join in.
What's that one?
I don't know who my singers meant. My singers are. Amen.
Remember that you were mindful of me.
Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Robert, come and bless us with some corridor, brother. Glory. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, the Lord is funny, eh?
He does things in a real funny way. And I just wanted to start by introducing myself, actually. Who are you? Rangi Paua te maunga, o Haparapara te aua, o te whānau apunui tuku iwi, ko o mai o tōku rohe, ko ihu karaiti tōku pāpā, ko ai au ko Rob Stanley tōku ingoa. I'm a sinner saved by grace. Hallelujah. This lovely lady over here, can you put your hand up? This is my lovely puti puti, my wife. She is my Napui princess. I don't fuck up up here, but because of her and because of our relationship, I do. Hallelujah. Amen. I won't talk about her anymore because she said not to. Hallelujah. I just wanted to start by saying God is really, really, he's really, really, he does things in a way where he puts you in your comfort, out of your comfort zone. And I just was really blessed by the singing, by the word, and by the worship team and everything that's happening here tonight. But I have to share this. At 2 o'clock this morning, hallelujah. I'm not one of those fellas that wake up early in the morning praying for people. I don't do that. That's not me. Pastor talked about that. That's not me. But 2 o'clock this morning, God woke me up and he said to tell my people I'm about to release some ministry. I'm about to release some prayer that has been prayed. I'm about to release what God wants to do in your life and my life. God wants to release it over this weekend. And I don't know who you've come from. I don't know who you are. I am far from your neighbor. But I am your brother in Christ. And if I can just share, Pastor Malcolm, you have a heart for the Lord. And I was telling my wife, I don't want to get up after him and speak. I don't want to get up after him and speak, man. And my wife was giggling to herself because that's how funny God is. And I don't know, some people at the back, some whānau at the back, they might need to hear this. God loves those people that sit in the back. Woo! Because that was me too. I was sitting in the back. I don't know how the heck was this going to happen. But you know, he's funny. Because he puts you amongst people, soldiers in the kingdom. And he gives you a little bit of a push. And he says, son, stand up, rise up, get up, get up. It's your time to go. And he says to you and I, that he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He is with us every single place we go. In Moerewa, in Kawakawa, in Waomio, in Paihia, in Auckland, in Whakatane. He is with us everywhere we go. I heard a brother stand up here, and forgive me if I'm wrong, but you sounded like you're from South Africa. He's there too. Hallelujah. He knows everything about us. And maybe some of our young people need to hear this. He's about to do something over this weekend in your life that you've been asking for. You've been asking for. Lord, where am I going to go? What am I going to do? And the Lord would have you say, pick up the brush and scrub the toilet. How about going and making a kuia and a kaumato, a cup of tea? How about never mind racing off out of the church service, staying back and sweeping the floor? Some young people need to hear that, but some of us older ones do too. My mom's 83 years old and she keeps reminding me of her age. She keeps saying, son, I'm old. But he didn't say that to Noah. He didn't say that to all of the people that said, I'm too old. You're not too old. Whānau, you're not too old. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just really want to say it's beautiful to be in the presence of God's people. And wherever you're coming from, no matter who you are, God loves you. And he has a plan for your life. My sisters and my brothers, some of you are wondering, how am I going to serve you, Lord? And over this weekend, at 2 o'clock this morning, he woke me to say, can I share a scripture? Hallelujah. God's promise and warning. 2 Chronicles 7, verse 11 to 14. And so Solomon finished the house, temple of the Lord, and the palace of the king. He successfully accomplished all that he had planned to do in the house of the Lord and in his palace. Then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. If I shut up the heavens so that no rain falls, or if I command locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence and plague among my people, and my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I would hear them from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Our land needs healing, but it takes me and you, brothers and sisters, for us to turn away. We must turn away from everything that does nothing for us. We must turn. And you know what? It starts in the kitchen. It starts in the bedroom. It starts from a place of not complaining. And my wife loves me so much. She reminds me of that. And I thank the Lord for her. But somebody here needs to hear that. Somebody here needs to hear. It's time for us to give up complaining. It does no good for us. Some of us need to hear. It's time for us to turn from our wicked ways. It's time for us to give it all to the Lord. Some of us need to understand that God wants to heal our land. He wants to heal your family. He wants to use you. He wants to use you. He wants to use you, brother. He has called us. He has called us for a time like this, you two brothers. Woo! Glory, glory, glory. I don't know anything else but to say, The Lord has a mighty plan for this weekend. It is an honor and a privilege. I am humbled to say I'm a sinner saved by grace. I'm not above you. I'm not below you. I'm on the side of you, brothers and sisters. And I am who God says I am. I am a child of the Most High. You know, the thing is, 4 years ago, I was in Whanganui. And we're in this conference, you know? A lot of people like this. We're in this conference, and a man of God gets up. 50 years, a bit like this man of God, a bit like these men of God, gets up, and he preaches, and he brings the fire of the Holy Spirit. And then, Pastor Rob, can you come up and share your word? And hear me, church, hear me, because we can't do it without the Holy Spirit. If God has called you, don't allow anything to distract you. Don't get distracted. Young people, don't get distracted. It is so easy to get distracted. When he calls you, he equips you. He gives you the desires of your heart, just like this church. This church desires a man and a woman that would lead them, that would lead them. This church desires that. Your church desires that. Young people, you need to pray for your pastors. You need to pray and uplift your leaders. The leaders that are in the front line, young people, you guys are the next generation. You guys are the next generation. You guys have been called to be the pillars of the kingdom of God. You guys are the gates at Kawakawa. You guys are at the gates of Whangarei. You're at the gates of the Harbour Bridge. You're at the gates in Whakatane. You're at the gates here in Kaikohe. You guys are the pillars. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. I'm really sorry I'm not going to be able to make it up tomorrow, Pastor. I would have loved to come up tomorrow and see what God is going to do over this place. But I'm going to chase some sheep. And, you know, it's just an honor and a privilege to be a part of what God is doing. I just wanted to be an encouragement. If you've been called to ministry, don't leave this weekend without encountering what God has for you. Amen. Yeah. You wouldn't think this, but me and my wife have only known Pastor Malcolm and Teresa in this church this year. That's why I say God's funny, man. He's funny how he works. We've known people for years. But it's not about how long you've known someone. It's about what God wants to do in a relationship. In a relationship. And I love the relationship here. It's a relationship. Hey. And so this weekend, if I can encourage somebody, get into your relationship. Get into your relationship with Christ. Get into that discipleship. Get into understanding what God wants for your life. Amen. Know that God is for you. Nobody can be against you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. I don't want to get kicked out of here, so I'm not going to sing. Praise the Lord. But I'm going to ask all the lovely people who have been singing if you can sing me a song. Because my worship, she's still there. One of my worship leaders is online right now. Her name is Jackie. Hallelujah. She's in Whangarei Hospital watching. I was just messaging you before. What song are you going to read? Oh, no, no, no. Don't you sing. Pastor Rob, don't you sing. You'll never get invited back there. Don't sing, Pastor. Don't sing. Praise the Lord, Jackie. But yeah, if that's okay, I speak Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Whanau. Praise the Lord.
Amen. You know, we were singing a song up at the fellowship, Tangata Whenua, eh? So we'll get the fellowship to support our brother with our waiata. Amen. Tangata Whenua, I am a Gentile warrior. Look at what God can do, amen. My goodness. And as our brother was saying, these kind of relationships are formed in heaven. I call it a strategic alliance. God knows what he's doing, huh? And then he joins like-hearted, like-minded saints of the living God together to glorify God. Praise his wonderful name. Here, you fellas have this. Got to give it to the real singers. Glory. I wonder if we can just stand. I think you fellas know the song, eh? Tangata Whenua. Because what does Tangata Whenua mean? The people of the land. Glory. Now we got a lot of different cultures, a lot of different races here. We are all Tangata Whenua. Amen. And when were we called? From before the foundation of the world. And we got the same purpose, to find God's elected seed. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Democracy designed to tear us apart, in conflicting rights and regulations, with a minority created by immigration. Tawata Fenua, I am a Gentile warrior, for ordained before the foundation of the world, to go out and find and trust people. I am a Gentile warrior, for ordained before the foundation of the world, to go out and find its lost people. Viruses, potions, pharmaceuticals, are all made up in laboratories, causing battles raging in the mind to create turmoil and fear. Vaccines, wars, inoculations, trying to tag us like we are animals. A chip in the hand, they say it's okay, but they're messing around with your DNA. Come on, the federal.
Jesus. Amen. Just have your seats, Brother Andy. All ready, Brother Andy? Glory. Hooray! You need to... This one?
How far does this cord reach?
Keep going. You got a, yeah, we'll grab you another those, Brother Andy. Are you right there? Hold it? Okay.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, it's so good to be here. Amen. In the presence of the Lord. You know, you look at all this talent that's just come up before us and you think, how on earth can I ever say that? But I just thank the Lord we're not relying on talent right now.
Right. Amen.
We're going to rely on the power of the Lord. Amen. Amen. P-O-W-E-R. Amen. Hallelujah. That song, you know, we just sung tongue with the Whenua. I really, you know, that's a real powerful statement. You know, the people of the land.
And right.
I love that how, you know, it's been, you know, the Māori people. You know, and I've got Māori and myself, and you know, have this powerful principle that is ingrained in the culture and in the, you know, the understanding of the people all the way back, that you would be people of the land. And I thought, wow, it's so amazing, even, you know, as a Christian, that we would take our own land, amen, that we've been given the land.
Yeah.
We've been given a promised land.
Right.
A promise of the Father, amen, to inherit, amen, an eternal inheritance in Christ Jesus. And, you know, and I just want to just share this song because it really comes in a place in Scripture that's just after this pale horse we read in here that hell's
right.
following him and
right.
hell's come out all over the earth. And, you know, we see gross darkness on the people.
Right.
And as we heard before, arise and shine for your light.
Glory.
Amen. The glory
Amen.
Of the Lord has risen upon you.
Glory.
Hallelujah. You are shining as the brightness of the sun. Amen. Hallelujah. There's no world between you and the sunlight that's shining in this hour.
Right,
Amen.
Brother.
Why? Because he has come into your life. Amen.
Yeah.
The sunrise is shining in you. Amen.
Glory.
Risen in you. Glory. Amen. The day has dawned in you. Amen. Didn't we hear, amen, the words of a prophet? Arise, amen, and shine. For
yeah.
Your and what did he say? Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom, bride.
Right.
My peace is inside you, amen. Why? Because the sun has risen. It is a good morning, amen. It might be night all around us, but it's good morning to the bride, amen. Good day to you. You have a bright future. Why? Because he is risen, amen. He is the resurrection and the life. This is present tense, amen. Hallelujah. And we read of the gloom and the doom, and it is doom and gloom out there, but not in here. Amen. It ain't doom and gloom in here, amen, because Jesus is in the house, amen. And when God is in the house, death has to flee, amen. And there is a death-killing, sin-killing God that is living in the heart of his bride. He's living in the heart of you tonight. And if he's not living in your heart, welcome him in. Welcome him in. Bring him in, because it's death out there, but in here there is life. And he is the abolisher of death. Amen. Hallelujah. He has abolished death. And that needs to be personal in our lives, because there's a people, and I believe I'm looking at you tonight, that you will change in your atoms. You will be raptured out of here. You will not go down in a casket. You're going up into the sky. Amen. He's going to split the atom of your life. Hallelujah. By opening his word to you. Amen. Let me tell you, the word of God is not sealed. The word of God is not closed. Amen. It is not a sealed book anymore. We're not just poking and prodding at a sealed book. Amen. Because we know that the word is open. Amen. The seven, amen, those seven stars of Pleiades have been brought together. And there is a message that has been given, amen, to the people. Amen. It is a full revelation of the very person that holds those stars in his hands. His name is Jesus Christ. Do you know him? Young people, do you know him? Anyone in here, if you don't know him, he's here to be known tonight. He's here. He's here to be. He's here to reveal himself. Amen. As we heard Brother Malcolm say, Orion, amen, pointing to those sweet influences of Pleiades. Pointing, amen, to that revelation of that word that has come forth in this day. Amen. And you know what? When you place it in the scripture, I just want to really sing the song, and that the song is Bring It All to the Table. And, the Lord, and when you see this, and I'll sing the song, and then I'll just share a little bit afterwards, that the Lord has placed everything. He's placed everything on the table. He's put it all out there. He showed his hand. And his hand conquered. Amen. There is no hand that is higher than the hand that Jesus has shown. He has revealed, he's placed it all on the table, and he says to each one of us, bring it all to the table. Amen. In the middle of darkness, in the middle of mystery Babylon, in the middle of all these wars, in the middle of the end of the world, hallelujah, it's only the beginning for us. It's only the beginning of eternity to unfold, hallelujah. And he says, now bring it all to the table, because I've brought it all to the table. I've brought it all to this generation. Hallelujah. Amen. Revelation chapter 9. What happened? A star fell from heaven and got a key to open the bottomless pit. Is that right? And what did he do? He released hell off on the earth. We just sung about it. All these pharmaceuticals, all these mystery Babylonian ideologies and everything. What to do to imprison humanity? But God has an answer. God has an antidote. God has a message. And that message is Christ himself coming into your life with an open book. Not a sealed book. Not a theological book. You can't learn this book in theology school. You can't get a Doctor of Divinity book. No, it is Jesus himself. And he places the book in your land. That makes you Tonga Tawhenua. I am a Gentile warrior. Amen. Hallelujah. What's that? That's a Gentile warrior that knows how to get a cool drink for David. Is that right? Who knows the Gentile warriors of David? Amen. They knew how to get the cool drink from the well of Bethlehem. They didn't care if they had to fight through 15 miles of Philistines to get the drink and then take the drink and 15 miles back. They were willing, because even the least desire of their king, the least of his desire, was a great commandment. They were mighty Gentile warriors. And I want to tell you, I want to challenge you. Rise up. Rise up, young people. Rise up, mighty Gentile warriors. When you go and you face that 15 miles of Philistines to get your king a drink, you watch the Holy Spirit take a hold of your life and cleave the sword and become the master swordsman in your life. It's not your ability. It's not your skill. It's not you operating your talent. It is him. He's just looking for brave. He's looking for fearlessness. He's looking for somebody that will move forward and walk with the pillar of fire. Amen. Not stand back afraid, not going on in pride, but staying with the pillar of fire and moving with the word as it unfolds. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you with me? Okay, let me sing this song. Otherwise, I'll just preach forever. Because there's a lot of faith in the house. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. This is in the key of D. Amen. Is that all right? Okay. To bring it all to the table, there's nothing he ain't seen before. For all your sin and all your sorrows and your sadness, there's a Savior, and he calls, bring it all to the table. Hear the voice of love that's calling. There's a chair that waits for you, and a friend who understands everything you're going through. But you keep standing at a distance in the shadow of your shame. But there's a light of hope that's shining. Won't you come and take your place? So bring it all to the table. There's nothing he ain't seen before. For all your sin and all your sorrows and your sadness, there's a Savior and he calls. Bring it all to the table. So bring it all to the table. There's nothing he ain't seen before. All your sin and all your sorrows and your sadness, there's a Savior and he calls. Bring it all to the table. He can see the weight you carry, the fear that holds your heart. For you, the cross, you've been forgiven. You're accepted as you are. So bring it all to the table. There's nothing he ain't seen before. For all your sin and all your sorrows and your sadness, there's a Savior and he calls. Bring it all to the table. So bring it all. So bring it all. Your place, there's no one who's turned away. All you sinners and all you saints, come right in to find your grace. Come on in, take your place, there's no one who's turned away. All you sinners and all you saints, come right in and find your grace. So bring it all to the table. There's nothing he ain't seen before. For all your sin and all your trials and your sorrow, there's a Savior and he calls. Bring it all to the table. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, this is an invitation that we have. And I just want to share with you. Hallelujah. After these things, after this hell has been poured out on the earth, and after all these wars, the first woe, the second woe, the world wars, destroying the earth, destroying families, destroying everything, despite all of Satan's effort, let me tell you, it is not enough to come against the very one that he sent down with an open book. It's not enough. And he comes down, amen, not with a sealed book. He doesn't come with a little book sealed and just to hide things or to keep things. No, he comes with everything. He comes in this hour with everything. And he comes to give it to you and 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 to all. Amen. He says, open to me and let me bring my word into you. Amen. Hallelujah. Come by provided way and the very book reveals your inheritance. Amen. It reveals that your name is in it. And like John, amen, you might come into these times, you might come into this earth and look around and get sad and get down and get depressed. But when you see him, amen, and when you see what he has brought to you, you will be like John when he realized that the Lamb took the book, amen, that the Lamb prevailed, amen, that he was worthy. Not me, not you, him, amen. John rejoiced, amen. And I encourage you, it is time to rejoice. It is time to rejoice because he was worthy, amen. Not me, not you, but him was worthy. Amen. I just wanted to share that. I want you to really realize that to become tanga te whenua of the promised land, hallelujah, it needs to go beyond just a church experience, amen. It needs to go beyond just a Sunday experience, amen. A Sunday, Wednesday experience, it needs to go beyond that. It needs to go beyond warming a pew, amen. It needs to go beyond works, hallelujah, amen. I say to my son, he was complaining to me, I won't say which one. He was complaining to me, oh, we've heard that song before. We've heard that song before. Oh, that song's boring. Can you not play it again? We wanted to play it again. I said, you've got to come out of that outer court, boy, and bring that song into the Shekinah glory. Bring that song into the presence of God where the manna never goes stale. You know what's going to happen now? It's going to be glorious, one after another, after another. And I said to my African friends one day, you know, you guys, you sing these songs that has only got four lines or four words. Come on, four words. Sometimes we've been in Africa, and you know, the Africans, they really know what I'm talking about. Four words, can sing that song for an hour. A whole hour. Sorry, the cameraman's probably given up on me. I better stand still. A whole hour. Four words. I said, oh, brother, why? He goes, hey, didn't the seraphims just say holy, holy, holy forever? They were saying that in the Shekinah glory. You get any song, you get any word, you get any blessing, and you bring that into the Shekinah glory of God, you're going to be blessed, and you're going to get blessed again, and you're going to get blessed again, and that word that you heard will be glorious every time you hear it, and you put on a tape, and it's glorious. You put on a tape again, it's glorious again. Why? Because you took it from the world, from the outer court, from the religious realm, into the Shekinah glory, where the glories never fail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the best place to bring anything in your life. You know, our soul's converted. Our soul's filled with the dove, amen. Our soul filled with the glory and the love of God. But this stinking old flesh, this old outer man, what answer do we have for him or her? What answer do we have? This unconverted part. This thing that gives us trouble every day. This part of us that needs to hear his mercies anew every morning. What do we do with this one? And this spirit man, this emotional realm that we strive with, this old nature. Oh, Lord, help us. Hallelujah. Paul, he describes this battle in Romans 7. And, you know, and he's going through this whole, you know, whole discussion with us and with himself. Hallelujah. And he gets to the point where he's just like, oh, wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me from this body of this death? Let me tell you, who shall deliver him? He goes, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. That we shall not walk after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen. For they that walk after the Spirit, there is no condemnation. Let me tell you what you need to do to bring this old man into shape, into subjection. How will you subdue the earth? How will you become tanga te whenua of your own whenua? How are you going to be a kaitiaki of this whenua? How are you going to do it? Let me tell you the secret. You know the secret, but I'm going to say it anyway, because you're already in there. You're going to rejoice with it too. You'll rejoice with me too. You bring it into the Shekinah glory. Amen. You drag that old sorry flesh to church and you get in the presence of God. You drag that flesh into the presence of God when you begin to worship. Amen. What are you doing? You're going beyond the camp. Let's go beyond the camp this weekend, saints. Amen. Let's go beyond the camp of holding back. Amen. Let's go beyond the camp of wondering or worrying what other people think. Let's not worry about what other people think. Because let me tell you, when you are shut in with God, there's nobody else with you in there. Just you and Him. Hallelujah. That is the greatest place of fellowship. That place, the manna, never goes stale. Is that right? It never goes stale. It's always sweet. Hallelujah. It's made for you. Hallelujah. It's a feast. Amen. But let me tell you, as Brother Malcolm brought it out before, amen, you took that stick, amen, and maybe your life has been shaped. You were a beautiful tree in God's mind, in eternity, and you're predestined for greatness, predestined for a purpose, predestined, amen, to fulfill purpose in God. And yet you were born in sin, shaped in iniquity, with this old sorry flesh you dragging around, wondering, how am I going to subdue this thing? Oh, get me in trouble with my wife, hallelujah. Get me in trouble with my husband, hallelujah. Is that right? Get me in trouble with my siblings. Oh my, sibling rivalry. Woo. That can be a good one, amen. Good test for the siblings and the parents. But praise God. Who's going to deliver me? Who's going to do this? What am I going to do? Hallelujah. What is going to happen? Oh, but you take this old, maybe that life and all these experiences, and maybe we ended up so far and our life was shaped down, whittled down, completely struck down to a stick. And that's what happens sometimes. That's what happens sometimes, Brother Malcolm. We deal with many lives and all you see is a dead stick. And they come and they need something. They need something real. They can't just do with another church religion. They can't do with another denominational ideology. They can't do with some psychologist, some mystery Babylon pharmaceutical covering over the troubles in the mind. They can't do with it. They can't do with just a turning over a new leaf, a New Year's resolution. They need more than a New Year's resolution. They need a revolution. But they need someone stronger than the demons and the sin to form the revolution. Hallelujah. They need somebody that can abolish death. They need somebody that's conquered death, hell, and the grave. They need somebody that has taken the book and opened the seals. They need somebody that's prevailed. They need somebody that is worthy. Hallelujah. They need somebody that when they died and they gave their life and they took their cross, the veil rent from top to bottom. That's who they need. That's who you need. Who are you? Where are you at? That's who you need tonight. That's who you need this weekend. That's who all of us need. We need fellowship in the light of the Shekinah glory. And so the stick maybe has been whittled down dry. It's got no representation of its origin. But that stick was a tree. That stick was a living tree that bore fruit, had blossoms, had a purpose, was maybe planted by the rivers of living water, had root systems. Hallelujah. But one day someone took that tree and whipped it out of the ground and began to exercise a human will over that tree and make that tree a stick of judgment, to bring judgment, criticisms. Oh, criticisms and complainings. We heard about that. We won't go into that. Hallelujah. Oh, but that stick, it had a purpose. Amen. That stick had a destiny. That stick, it needed something. And you know what they did? One day, hallelujah, God began to arrange a testimony for that stick. Amen. And many lives, all of our lives were like that. You know that before we met Jesus, before we had an experience with God, we were like that dead old stick. Amen. But then somebody told me about Jesus. Somebody told me about God, a living God, not just a God of history, but a God of now. And I am living God, a God who writes testimonies now. Hallelujah. A God who is alive, a God who answers every devil's question. Is that right? Somebody told me about Jesus. Somebody told me that there is hope. There is life. Amen. That God is real. Hallelujah. Somebody told you. Somebody drew you. Amen. And tonight, hallelujah. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, young people, everyone, let me tell you, when they took that stick, amen, arranged by the Lord, bring that stick into my presence. And 24 hours, it might not even been that long. Maybe it was only 1 minute, 1 second. but there was 23 hours and 59 seconds of fellowship back in that original condition. Because it doesn't take long. You just got to get in the presence of God. That's what we need, saints. What are you going to do with that flesh? What are you going to do with that temper? What are you going to do with that shyness? What are you going to do with that fear that's hovering around in your spirit, hovering around in your flesh? What are you going to do? Can you convert it? No. Will the Lord convert it? No. He's going to change it one day. But right now, you've got something to overcome. You've got something to subdue. You've got a jurisdiction. You've got a purpose. You've got a responsibility to bring that flesh, that stick, into God's presence, into the Shekinah glory. Bring it in there. Bring your flesh into the Shekinah glory. Don't just bring your flesh into church. Bring your flesh into the presence of God. Amen. And maybe your flesh doesn't want to be worshiping, doesn't want to do this. Your spirit is crying and screaming, and the devil's teaming up with it even. Can you say no? Enough's enough. It's time for a revolution. It's time for change. It's time that I see who I am and that I can operate in the presence of God, that my gifting will come into its position. That's what we're here for. Hallelujah. We've heard it. Brother Malcolm, we heard it. Amen. God's got purpose for each one of us. He's got a purpose for us, despite ourselves. Just think about that. All the stuff you've done, that old stick, that old stick, and all the stuff you've done, and all the stuff, and all the evil, and all the darkness, and all the wickedness, he knew it all, and he still chose you. And he still started a work in you, my brother. He started a work in you. He started a work. Hallelujah. He which begun a good work in you shall continue it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. If he started it, he's going to finish it. Amen. And so when that stick was placed in the Shekinah glory, this is the reason why it transformed back into an almond tree and blossomed, budded, and fruited all in a moment. That's meant to happen over time, but remember where that stick went. That stick went back into eternity. That was a little bubble of eternity in that place, right? That's eternal life, the light of heaven shining in the Shekinah glory. That's a life-changing light that if you bring your body, your spirit, you bring it into that Shekinah right now. Just go beyond the camp of self, of all your responsibilities in this life, all your jobs, all of your cares, cast them all to him. He says, come to me. Come to me and I will give you rest. The veil is rent, the flesh is rent, the body was broken, the blood was spilled. The earth was covered in the blood of our Savior. It paid your sin in full. The veil was rent. There is no reason why you shouldn't be in the Shekinah glory tonight. There is no reason. Now, there might be many reasons in your mind, but let me tell you, drag it into the presence of God and see what happened. Huh? Because you have been given dominion. And I'm going to finish with this. Oh, man, sorry, I preached too long. I'll finish with this. What happened when that mighty angel came down with the open book? I'm preaching some meat now. What happened when that mighty angel came down to raise up a standard against that whole hell coming out on the earth? Hell came up. Let me tell you, when Revelation 10 happened, heaven came down. And let me tell you, what did he do? He came down to the Fenuar to become the captain of the Fenuar. Hallelujah. Where did he put his foot? He put his foot on the land. Is that right? He put his foot on the land, a brazen foot, to take dominion. He put his other foot on the sea to take dominion. And then he said to John, which is you, go and take the book and eat it. Become one with that koreo, that word, that inheritance. Go eat it. And when you eat that book, you become one with that book. You become a possessor of all that's written in it. And it becomes a living reality in your life. But here it is, and this is what I'll finish with. I promise. That whole picture has to happen in you. You need to be that land that he puts his foot in. Your flesh needs to be that land that he puts his foot on. To give you, your soul, your heart, your redeemed part of you, dominion over your flesh. You need to be, your spirit, your waterways, your moana, your sea, needs to be the sea that he puts his foot on. Sorry, it's getting late. My words are getting a bit. Your spirit needs to be that sea. Amen? To give you dominion over your old spirit, your old nature, your emotions. Oh, who wants dominion over their emotions? Huh? Who wants that? Well, you know, sometimes we just got to remind that enemy who's in charge. That gives you the choice. Young people, wherever you are, children, I want your attention, please, children. There is an answer to being naughty. There's an answer to disobedience. There's an answer to that temptation when that voice comes to you and says, do this, and it's really, you weren't meant to do that. There's an answer to that. That answer is when you come into church, when you come into a weekend like this, hallelujah, go beyond the camp. You've got dominion because Jesus Christ comes down into your life. He puts his foot on your flesh and his other foot on your sea, on your spirit, so that you can have dominion, so that you can make real decisions. Amen. We can make a decision to bring our body, our spirit, and our life into his presence. Amen. When we sit here and we worship God, we're not just singing a song, we're entering in and going beyond the camp. Amen. And we're entering right into the fellowship of God. And we've gone into the Holy of Holies because the veil has been rent. Brother Malcolm, I'll hand it over to you, my brother.
Amen. Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Andy. You know that we have a liberty in Christ, huh? when these brothers can come and have a liberty to be able to share their heart. And I think it's a great thing. I just heard from Pastor Rob that I'm 50, so I don't mind going back a few years too. I feel it's great that I've been promoted into the 50 again. Man, it's been a while since I've been back in those realms. But just to hear, because that's a part of worship too, I believe. Hear the instructions here. Brothers, just take a liberty to share the word that the Lord lays upon their heart. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to invite our rangatahi. What was happening, Therese? Hey?
Are they all awake?
Well, that's what I want to get them now. So if all our tamariki and rangatahi can come up and sing for us. Amen. Amen. While they're still feeling inspired and they're going to sing a song, Supernova. They were born to be a supernova. Praise the Lord. Yeah, somebody can grab this one. Glory. Get some words for him, sister. Then I think Sister Marla's whānau had got... Where is she? Hey? Are they gone over to the thing? Brother, see you's up to that.
stumbling around in amnesia. Not knowing purpose of
which I was born.
My destiny, I heard the words of Elijah. I knew my Savior's voice and I was born.
Hooray.
Born again, my heart has been turned back. Thank the Father is now in my soul. Now I know
I was born to be a supernova.
Hooray! A shining star. Shaken by a supernova. love. I was born to be a supernova. Hooray! Shining star in this hour. I was born to be a supernova.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Brother Phil, Sister Belinda, you got a song? I got to put everybody on the spot, man. But I wonder if, while they're getting themselves ready, actually, Brother Sid, did the whānau have a song for us, brother?
Daughter Talia, my son Isaac.
Amen.
Isaac, and this is my wife Maureen. God bless you all. We're just going to sing a song. It's called Rise Up and Complete the Job. Amen.
Amen.
So if you know the words, we're going to put the words up anyway. So sing along with us, eh? Need to rise. Oh, yeah.
Check.
Check.
I've got it here. Is it, eh?
We've been called to walk where no other age has. Of all dispensations, we are the last. The harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. The work that must be done falls on me and you. Compromised by the enemy. Keep your eyes fixed on the prize set before you and me. There is much work to be done, so we must rise up and complete the job. We've been called to be like bears in the sage, shining forth God's glory. Oh, what a privilege.
Hooray!
By our prophet messenger, our lamps have been lit. We're a city on a hill whose glory can't be hid.
Hooray!
To be compromised on the prize set before you and me. There is much work to be done, so we must rise up and complete the job. Each age was given a word to manifest, and there were always believers who rose and stood the test. Now there is a word that's allotted to this age. We've been called to manifest the fullness of this message. To be sacrifice set before you and me. There is much work to be done, so we must rise up and complete the job. Rise up to be compromised by the enemy. Keep your eyes fixed on the prize set before you and me. There is much work to be done, so we must rise up and complete the job. Rise up and complete the job. Rise up and complete the job.
Amen. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Rise up and complete the job. Amen. Ready, brother?
God bless you, saints. Can you hear me? Okay. My. We got caught on the spot being instant in season and out of season. So really nice to see all our friends there. And all our brothers and sisters, and God bless you all. I mean, this is just a short little song that Belinda's written, and I think it's expedient that by the time this weekend's finished, hopefully we shall be in this rapturing song that we're about to sing. And God bless you, and I hope it's just going to be a blessing to all of you. Amen.
In the twinkling of an eye, I'll be gone to meet my Lord up in the air. In a twinkling of an eye, I'll be gone to my heavenly home. In a twinkling of an eye, I'll be gone to meet my Lord up in the air. In a twinkling of an eye, I'll be gone to my heavenly home. Many of the saints of old waited for this day. The promise of the body changed and to be taken away. The Lord shall descend with a shout, a voice and a trumpet sound. The dead in Christ shall rise first, and together we'll meet him in the air. In the twinkling of an eye, I'll be gone to meet my Lord up in the air. In the twinkling of an eye, I'll be gone to my heavenly home. In the twinkling of an eye, I'll be gone to meet my Lord up in the air. In the twinkling of an eye, I'll be gone to my heavenly home. It won't be long, and I'll be gone.
Amen. Amen. You know, saints, you're not even safe when you're on the etherwaves. Instant, in season, and out of season, wherever, right? Now, I didn't realize it's 10:15 already. We got a supper waiting for us over at the hall, but I just wanted to put Sister Kim and Amy on the spot. Just get them to come up and sing a song for us, and you know, amen. I've always been blessed with their worship. And I think it's a really nice way to be able to finish this part of the praise and worship. We get a whole weekend of praise and worship. Praise the Lord. Look at that, cool, calm and collected, eh?
God bless you, believers. We are so happy and so just so blessed by the praise and worship tonight, and so we just pray you'll be blessed. Calm seas with Jesus. The disciples were getting concerned. The wind started violently blowing, but he was asleep in the stern. Does he not care that we perish? We are helpless and we're so afraid. But Jesus arose when they called him and said to them, where is your faith? Because you prayed all night, because you held on with all of your might. Child, your cries have woken the Master, for he knows your voice. Lift your hands, it's time to rejoice. Child, your cries have woken the Master. Hit you without any warning. The storm of your life had begun, and seeing no hope in your distance, you're frightened with nowhere to run. And by now your vessel is filling, and you're thinking you'll surely drown. But you've cried out for help from the Savior, and you know that you can't give up now, because you prayed all night, because you held on with all of your might. Child, your cries have woken the Master, for he knows your voice. Lift your hands, it's time to rejoice. Child, your cries have woken the Master.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I wonder if we can just stand to our feet. I want to sing that song, we'll work the fields of souls. Amen. We just sing that song together and close with a word of prayer, and then there's a supper over there. But we want to start again, saints, 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock in the morning. And we'll have a session on positional placing, gifts and callings. Praise the Lord. Look at the purpose that he's... You know, when I was listening to Brother Rob and Lord wake him up 2 in the morning, because there was some things that he wanted to show us, reveal to us. And then tying those things in together with Brother Andy, felt a liberty to come and share some things. Because worship isn't just singing, Worship is everything we do in our lives. And there seems to be a real pull for young people, rangatahi, to be able to find their place too. Because that's what we're hearing, that's the next generation. And to really understand a real oneness with the body, it's that ability for every member to find their place. And really the morning session is just about seeing where we are in the Word, because there is always, it doesn't matter how long we've been serving the Lord, there's always a higher realm of serving Him. There's always a greater sacrifice to complete the job. And we want to see all of those gifts liberated for the glory of the Lord. I want to be able to challenge the groups that we split up into to, with that gift, come up with a strategy that's going to work in the local region, in the national region, and the international region. Because if it can work in our local church, the same thing will work for our nation. And the same thing will work in the international field as well. This is some of the challenges. It's not just worship, as I was saying before, to create an atmosphere. It's worship that'll break chains. Worship that will set people free from fear, free from complexes. It's gifts of administration working together to be able to complete the job, as one of the singers was singing. It's those gifts of mercy that can find that last elected seed. It's the gifts of prayer and fasting that can really go deep into these things to find that seed. And then the ministry that can go into these places to complete the job. Because I don't know about you, but I want to go home. I'm longing to go home. This world is not my home. But while we're here, we want to be able to work while it's day. Amen. We want to do all that we can for the kingdom of God. Thank you, Jesus. We'll work the fields of souls together, you and I. Some fields are blooming now, where the fields are dry. We are not the same, we are not the same.
But differences aside,
differences aside,
we will work the fields
of soul. One is after feeling so to work a decent land.
skin and habit. But I tell you, the love of God, to our God, that devotion will be blessed. Now I profess your soul, together you and I. Some fields are blooming now, while the fields are dry.
We are not
blessed, and we'll never say,
but difference is aside.
Difference is aside.
We will work the fields of soul.
The gospel in the street for more and long to hear. His bones are bringing on me peace, when his love is light and clear. All around him, young lives and loves and boys in silence.
Close with a word of prayer, brother. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you that we can come together, Lord, of like precious faith. And Lord, come into your presence. And Lord, those that are seeking, Father God, just to have a refilling of the Holy Spirit this weekend. Father, may we press in. As Brother Andy has shared tonight, Lord, an exhortation to know that we have an open book. Lord, Amos tells us that the world is in a state of desperation. It's in a state of famine, Lord. Father, we know that only your word can quench that thirst. And we thank you, Lord, that we have been given that open book. May it not just be just another gathering. Lord, may we really individually, as Brother Andrew said, Lord, to really press in tonight. Press in this weekend, tomorrow, Lord, to really get, Lord, what we expect in our hearts. Lord, to be in fellowship with Thee. Lord, that is our heart's cry and our heart's desire. Lord, I know that the preparations have been gone forth, Lord, of the believers here. God bless Brother Malcolm and Sister Teresa and the fellowship. Lord, for making the availability, Lord, of this premise.
But Lord, we need you, Lord. And that's what we desire. Tomorrow, Father God, may we just have a good night's rest. Know it's late. Lord, may we not over-fellowship tonight. There's plenty of fellowship tomorrow. But Lord, may we be ready, Lord, for your word. May we get our portion, Father, of your word tonight. Give us a good night's rest. Bless us and keep us this evening, Father God. We pray these things, unspoken prayers of our heart, we bring to your throne of grace. We ask it in Jesus' name. And all the saints say, amen. God bless you.
This is country living, so I don't think you find too many takeaways open at around these parts. But there's a takeaways just down the road here. Hey? The Kai Hall. Just go and have a little bit of refreshments. And let's be back sharp, ready to go. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, saints. Thank you, Jesus. Go with heart of worship, and it's all about you. Yes, it's all.